Should I unlock the door if our guest is going to join
us? You can crack it a little bit.
No, don't. There's horrible music, ballads. And
no, no, not open. Just so if he pushes on it, he can just come right in.
I don't think we do that because he won't.
Tom Petty's playing right now, so.
That's not bad music. That's one of the best American bands in history.
Free Fallin', really? We need to hear Free Fallin' right now.
Better than most
that's what the listeners
bands
tuned in
from around
for.
The world.
Free Fallin'.
Rest
anything,
in,
we should have
rest in peace, Chris Cornell.
Soundgarden on, if anything.
Yeah, we should.
Hey! Welcome to the After Disaster. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano. Oh my God! There's Mike Carano doing what he does.
Wait, what is he?
He's gonna close in a little. There's Ty Ty. All right, Carano to my right, Ty Ty to my left. We're coming to you live on tape from the world famous After. I was called it the After Disaster Studios, the world famous improv, Hollywood improv, upstairs in the what it used to be the green room. What is it now?
I don't know what it is. But have we recorded more shows here or more shows in the dilapidated? Faux vintage leather
tough to
clad
tell.
Furniture podcast room.
I'd say more in here, but not by much.
Yeah, I'd have to second that. We've recorded all over. You know, in fact, we were talking about it before you got here, Ty Ty. We should do a little, we will do a little video tour
a little
of
the
improv.
Scenes.
Yeah, show all the different places we've recorded.
Then
in
people
this
know where to find us.
Yeah.
I think that on Hollywood Improv.
As if that's
that
a
was
problem.
A hot jalapeno.
Oh, my God. You're preaching to the choir because last week I had one of those pizzas with jalapenos on it, and I believe the guy snuck in like some kind of spicy ghost jalapeno because
really
that thing burned
that?
The shit out of me. It's a conspiracy.
Woo!
They're out to get me. They're out to get
Woo!
Me. Yeah.
So what's
it's
up, kids?
Jalapenos, of the thousands I've eaten in my life, they rarely come across as hot. And I had one on that pizza that was that just
It's the seeds that'll get you.
Me.
It's the seeds that'll
I made
get
the
you.
Mistake of ordering, are they jalapeno bombers? Is that what they're called?
I don't know
what that is. With the
they're
cheese
like the
in
deep
it?
Fried, yeah, cheesy jalapenos. I got those at this bar one time. And the guy's like, oh, they're hot. I was like, okay, oh, whatever.
Can we not have that sound?
I just turned it off. I just turned it off.
Do you think that's possible to not have that sound on
we
the,
ate
on
an
the
eighth,
show?
We ate like a quarter of one of them. There was like six more on the table. He's like, yeah, I told you.
Remember those ghost pepper candies that we had? That Marina, who sent them to us?
I believe it was a listener who shall not be named.
And we... That was
no.
I brought them to San Diego, and my dad, who can tolerate the hottest of hot peppers,
okay. What are we talking about?
Couldn't eat
really.
Them.
I mean,
hated it. He's like, that's way too hot.
Okay, yeah, it is very hot. It's a very spicy pepper. It's known to the world to be a very spicy, spicy pepper. All right. What do you guys got besides spicy pepper talk? What's going on? What's happening in the white world?
Speaking of hot, I brought the pepper.
That sounds wrong.
I brought the pepper spray gun
with
me.
You always have the pepper spray gun with you.
First of all, it's not going to go off unless I push in the safety device, which is that.
Now it's off. So okay.
It's only got two charges.
If you're doing that, you're trying to be like manly guy, it just screams wuss. Like now, strangely enough,
backfired on me.
If you pulled out like a gun, you'd be like cool guy
and spun the chamber around and stuck it in my mouth and pulled the trigger and it didn't go off.
Dude, what? No, don't feel like that. We should be saying that. Is that weird though? Like if it had if it was more capable of killing someone who was your attacker.
It is weird.
But the fact that you just want to wound your attacker makes you look like a wuss.
Not even wound. It's like you're inconveniencing him for a little while. Oh, this is hot.
What is this, ghost peppers in here?
Can I... there was something that troubled me greatly on the way over here. I was listening to a podcast. Don't want to mention them because they don't need a plug. They already get plenty on NPR. I don't even know if it's NPR. But... They're trying to conjure up interest since the hot topic nowadays with podcasts is crime. So they opened with the serial-like phone call from prison. There's a guy that went to prison for murder, really brutal murder, and he claims he's autistic, and that's why he was convicted because the jury. Okay, none of this matters. What matters is. He kept on making references to, you know, like the good movie, Goodfellow. And I was like, no, it's not
was
good.
Was anyone trying to...
It's not, they never corrected him. And
never
I was like,
corrected
it's
him.
Not Goodfellow, friendo.
Well, are you sure there's not a movie called Goodfellow?
Maybe there is. There's Waiting for Mr. Longbottoms or something
like
that. What
was he suggesting happened in Goodfellow? Was it something that actually happens in Goodfellow?
You know how when Joe Pesci is telling that guy, you think I'm funny, like in Goodfellow?
I have a feeling.
In Goodfellow?
That he was actually trying to conjure that the title Goodfellas. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, he was, but he fucked it up.
Okay, pretty sure I've heard what you're talking about.
Let's not talk about other things. If we want to talk about other things, let's talk about other things.
I can tell you about some spicy jalapenos.
Yeah. Other podcasts. Would like to, right off the bat, we're already 5 minutes in, but thank our Patreon listeners.
Yes.
For making this show happen.
You have saved my ass.
You should have seen the look on Tyler and Michael's face when I handed them their checks for the monies that we got from you guys, because this show would not exist without Patreon. And I know we have been, since the children have arrived, we've been a little bit lax in our duties. I'm talking about Tyler and I. But we do have especially new stuff coming soon.
Yes.
And you know, the show, we give you a new show every week at the very least, and the Patreon subscribers, those of you who know who you are,
videos in the last couple weeks.
Yep. You guys get get the show 24 hours in advance.
I've also said it before, I didn't follow through on the last promise where I said if anyone wants me to call them, I will. No, I take that back. I absolutely called everybody. Nobody answered.
Okay.
Well, I called every number I could find in my phone. But the point is, since it's a spinoff of this show, sort of, to an extent, kind of, not really at all, but my podcast.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, I'm just saying I do a lot of videos for my podcast, and Patreon people for the After Disaster are welcome to them. All you need to do is shoot me an email and I will send you links.
Oh, look at that. That's nice.
That's what I'm saying.
That's really nice.
Or if you don't have the money, or you don't have a credit card, I will be happy to give them to you. But I do, like, my people got a 25-minute video, a 40-minute video this week. They got a 55-minute video a couple weeks ago. They
got an email.
40-minute video before that. They've received hundreds of photos.
So if you sign up, at what level for our Patreon to get those, Michael?
I give everybody everything.
No, for our
anybody who's a Patreon subscriber, or if you don't have a credit card, just shoot me an email, and I will send you links to stuff.
Cool. A listener just today. So I'm not going to name him because I don't want to rat on him, because he kind of ratted on Carano. But he was talking about how Carano's videos have been very good lately, and he was perusing his Patreon page, and I guess on Mike's Patreon page, is like, you may know me from Dr. Drew's podcast.
Oh, no.
That's not true. I wrote nothing about the After Disaster.
That's not true. I wrote nothing on there.
He's a smart businessman.
Did you look at it? Because I wrote nothing on
it. I did not back it up by doing any research. No, I did not. I just believed that it.
I have nothing to be ashamed about in regards to this podcast, because I just assume everybody who listens to my podcast, it came there from the After Disaster.
Ah,
which is what I assume,
or Carano's. I mean, or Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on, I'm gonna look it up. I'll do the research right now. You're being awfully kind, Carano. I guess you're always kind. Hi, Carano created.
So Sequoia National Forest, my new favorite. Love it, love it. Those trees are just beautiful. One of the most beautiful aspects in nature I've ever experienced was.
Okay, here's Patreon's
one of those trees. Naked.
You can't hug it. Did you really get naked? I'm sure guys do that. I'm sure women do too.
Of course.
Here's Carano's Patreon page. Okay. I don't know if you even realize this, Mike, but here's what it says: I make a weekly podcast, Miscellaneous Adventures from Mike Carano. Blah, blah, blah. I record it and occasionally hear the open and happiness. This podcast is not for everybody, but you probably already know that. You may have heard me on other podcasts, such as Dr. Drew.
That doesn't sound like something I would write.
Or I've seen the 5 minutes with Mike videos.
I don't remember writing that. And I thought that, and when I initially signed up for Patreon, I genuinely thought it was like a pitch to the Patreon people so they can approve your account. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding one bit. Not kidding one bit.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Did you, how much did you give?
So go over there to the After Disaster Patreon. It's on our homepage as well. I'm sure that Scott by Scott has it on theafterdisaster.com if you'd like to
would be
part
interest.
Of it and help this show continue to go.
All right, this has been a long
and grow
commercial.
And flourish.
It's
and,
a long commercial.
It's not as long as most people's commercials. Are you familiar with that podcast?
Are you familiar with Casper
right
Beds?
Downstairs? What podcast? Yeah.
Casper Beds.
Yeah, that's the ones that we're going to open
Love
up.
Love It or Leave It.
Oh, that's downstairs?
Yeah.
See you.
Sold out.
Yeah, I listen. Well, actually, I haven't listened to Love It or Leave It, but I listen to Pod Save
shows.
America.
4 weeks in a row, they sold out every show like that.
All right. A lot of negative stuff out there, right?
What I'm saying is, we kill that guy.
Casper Mattresses advertises on
We kill that guy.
Love It or Leave It.
I was kidding. I was joking, like making a joke like I was about to do a Casper spot.
I get it.
You get it? All right.
I get it.
Okay. I actually listen to a it's a sports related show pretty much daily right now because hockey is in full effect, and I listen to a
this week in tennis.
It opens up with an ad. This is real. It opens up with an ad, and then the guy comes on and brags about how it's a daily show that you can listen to that's ad free, and it opens with an ad.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you turning me down?
You're peaking the entire time you're talking.
Prefer you not turn me down. This is a nice... This touched my heart. It warmed the cockles of my heart, and I hope you guys are going to get on board
with the ad-free show?
No, I'm moving on from that.
Oh.
Because that does not warm the cockles. It cools the cockles, and it makes them cold and angry. Listen,
cold cockle. Big productions.
Yes. Big hockey fan, as you guys know, right? And on the way here, there's a... as we record this, it's Thursday night. There's only four teams left, and the... what's wrong, Tyler? Are you okay?
I don't like the room right now. It's very not...
It's not the most comfortable room.
It's not comfortable. It's too bright.
You're right.
There's chairs everywhere. They're back.
You want to go dark?
No, I'm going to turn off the light.
Can we handle that?
Yeah.
I don't know if we can handle that.
I mean, I might touch you.
You want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
It's like all comfortable couch right there, and we're all sitting on these rock hard chairs.
Well, that'd be really weird if we all snuggled in on that love seat. There
we go. Wouldn't be that weird.
Be a little strange.
Not as strange as people in Sequoia National Forest humping the trees. Getting mites in their pubic hair.
So it's down to the conference finals. I'm not going to bore you guys with the details, but there was a pretty exciting game going on as I left to come to do this show. I had no idea Tyler was going to be 45 minutes late, or else I would have sat and watched the
overtime. I don't know if I was 45 minutes late.
Well, so
in like 15 minutes you will have been.
The Predators were winning 2-0, and I mean they were losing 2-0, and then
are they named after the movie character?
They're named after Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
Chris Hansen's was a partial owner of the team. Little known fact, people don't know that.
Stepped on the joke I was about to make.
Well, I was making it, and you were stepping on me. So anyways, they were losing two.
I still think you guys are being serious.
They came back and they tied it up, so it was going to overtime, and I had to hit the road. And I decided to open up my app, and I was listening to the overtime on the way here.
Okay.
And I was floored when it's pretty cool. Like they give it to you for free if you're a hockey fan. And all you have to do is get the NHL.com.
Sign the voucher that you're a fan.
The app. And then you can pick. You can pick NBC National Broadcast. You can pick the Ducks broadcast.
You or
you can
French?
Pick the Predators broadcast. And the Predators broadcast
Hola,
is Chris Hansen.
Hola, Español Hockey.
The Predators broadcast is some play-by-play guy, and then a color analyst, right? They always have a color analyst. Don't make any
racist jokes. That guy is white. That guy is white. That guy is white. That guy is white.
The color analyst, who's usually an ex-hockey player, and he'll kind of like, you know, the play-by-play guy is usually like a professional broadcaster, and the color analyst is
mustard
usually
yellow,
a guy that
red,
used to. So in between plays, he'll explain like
what he's explaining colors.
Turquoise. Red, blood red, blood red, white, blood red, white.
Their color analyst was, I would have bet money that it was Steven Adler. And what? I'm like, all right, Nashville Predators, I get it. It's like, you know, hockey's, they love their hockey, but they do gimmicky stuff. Like before every game, they have a different like Grammy Award winning person singing the national anthem.
Well, if they need an Emmy winner,
do you mean it sounded like a guy that had like a mild stroke?
Yes. And I'm like,
maybe he did though.
Maybe it's Steven Adler. So I become obsessed. I'm in traffic, and I pull over to research because I can't believe that this guy, who sounds just like Steven Adler, who I don't know if you're not familiar with Steven Adler, old drummer for the Guns N' Roses, and he speaks with a pretty severe impediment.
Yes.
Not the kind of guy you'd think you'd hear doing color.
No.
For hockey.
He is recording an audio book.
That makes sense. I mean, it's a book
he
wrote.
No, he's not. I was kidding, but hardy har har.
I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, especially if he wrote a book and you read it.
He did write a book.
Well, he probably has an audiobook.
It's called Sweet Child of Mine. He wrote it with his mom.
That was his mom's book. His mom wrote it.
Well, he's part of it.
And then my little Steven fell out of the crib on his head.
Long story short, I researched it. I looked it up. And it turns out that this guy has Parkinson's. And rather than let him go, which most, I think, organizations would do, most businesses would do, Brent Peterson, they kept him on, and it's endearing, and it melted my cold cockles, and it brought a tear to my eye. And I listened to the rest of the game, and I really liked his analysis and what he was saying, and it was just bizarre.
He was a period behind, right?
What if it's really just a professional sports team's version of bullying? Okay, let's get him to cut the steak now.
No, he's been on. He's
Everyone
been on with,
back off.
With the team for years, and then when he got it, usually they'd give you the door. Like, all right, well, you know, thanks for...
Yep.
Is
Thanks
he like
for being
is
part
he
of this while you could?
Mostly, like, I mean, can you understand everything he's saying?
Yeah, it would take a little bit of a learning curve, I think. But yeah,
I wonder how many people are like you that had to do research to find out why they have this guy on the air.
Well, I think most people that listen to him are probably Predator fans, and they probably
yeah, but
know
they,
the
they've
story.
They've
got to
have new people all the time. They're like, "What the hell is happening?"
Right, and the play-by-play has got to be in that awkward position. He's like, "Do I like translate what he just said yeah. for new people, or do I just move on?" That's good, though.
I like that, though. I like that they kept him on.
It was a nice little positive spin, a little positive story.
It's a beautiful story. I do appreciate it. However, knowing businesses as I know businesses, and boy, do I know businesses, I would say that the minute there was money involved, money being lost, they
knowing
would dump him like a goddamn
the way
hot potato.
I know businesses, and boy,
like a Peter Parkinson's businesses. Shaky spider.
Did he play hockey?
He was a coach.
Ah.
I was wondering if the Parkinson's was brought on by like severe hits to the head or something like that.
You know, now
Parkinson's runs in my family, so that's tight.
Yeah, sweet.
Buckle up for this podcast in about 40 years.
We'll just get you one of those headphone microphones, so you don't have to hold it.
Okay, but I still have to talk.
Yeah, but
you realize we just had an entire conversation about how the man's speech was affected.
We'll keep you on.
I'm looking for.
Are you looking for a video or something?
Yeah, I want to. After saying that, now I feel like I got to play an example, right?
Did you guys go down? I know they're called Paradise City. They're called
Where the Grass Is Green and the Girls Are Pretty.
To the Paradise City.
That's a Guns N' Roses song for you babies out there.
God damn it! Sorry. What's that now?
What happened?
I know it's the worst show we've
this
done.
This is not good.
Last week's show.
Where's Judd?
Was devastating to me because of the poor mix that I'm responsible for. And I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I spent several hours remixing, compressing.
All right. I'm going to give up.
Yeah,
you can just imagine Steven Adler. There you go. Well, imagine it. Just imagine
it. You should shoot a clip of it to Steven Adler, actually, and tell him he could have a new career in doing... play-by-play.
I don't think that they're like looking for a replacement. That'd be a weird business lateral move.
They used to call it color commentary. Now they call it African American commentary.
Oh my God.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. That wasn't good.
And none of this was good. We got to start over. I had something terribly unsettling happen.
Can you imagine someone's playing this episode for a new person?
You guys.
I'm telling you, it takes a little while to get used to them, though.
Knowing,
you'll like them.
Knowing.
Never mind.
Knowing me like you guys know me, you will relate to this. You want me to move?
Good to go.
So, you remember how I was slightly upset when I lived over there by the hospital because of my neighbor?
Upstairs, Stompy?
Yeah.
Over by the hospital. That's it. You talked about Stompy for years
on this program. Yeah, and
never mentioned the hospital.
It ruined my life.
Let's not forget that you walked into Stompy's apartment, which is the greatest plot twist.
By mistake.
Of all time.
It ruined my life living next to a person that I hated. That was noisy.
You didn't live next to him. You lived under.
So the new place that I've lived
when
in
he's
for the last,
down, it's kind of like next to them.
Yeah, two or three years.
It was next to him. You walked into his house.
This place. What? You know how I found it? I just meandered around neighborhoods that I felt safe in until I saw for a rent sign, and I rented this apartment.
Right.
It's really not a bad way of going around.
Nope, it's a great way. You can get test the vibe, test the water, dip your toe in the lake of life. Mm-hmm. But I
dip your toe in the lake of life with Mike Carano.
So my place,
may know him from Dr. Drew podcast.
My place is fine. I have some noisy neighbors, but they don't bother me.
There's
five
years worth of construction continuing in front of your house, right?
That's
still going on.
You get to see naked chicks that your
neighbors.
Okay,
not anymore. That guy moved.
No.
The guy who's lived there who shot porn in my driveway every single week for the last 3 years. Yeah. He got fed up with the noise from the neighbors downstairs, the screaming, bellowing kids that sound like
family.
They're going into a fucking Braveheart battle.
Art!
Now, I hate those kids. I hate those little motherfuckers. There's no other way to explain
it.
Well,
is it their fault or is it the parents' fault?
The parents are gone because the grandmother raises them. The daughter's gone all the time. And, of course, where are you? I'm at school. She's got two little kids, got the deadbeat father that Anderson and I met on the subway coming back from something.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You're like, I know that guy. I think I used to work with him. Turns out he lives next to him.
Okay, so my neighbor, who was also the community watchdog, which I appreciated, anytime someone would knock on my door, he'd come out. Can I help you? Can I help you? And he would keep an eye on everything. Downstairs neighbors do the same thing. So that, so it's good. My neighbor.
Why are people knocking on your door all the time?
Religious. Young Mexican girls with religious pamphlets. And it's not Catholicism Santa or Christianity. Maria.
What is it?
I don't know, because I only opened once because they were super hot. And they didn't speak English. And I was like, fuck.
Really? What do you say? How did that go? They just handed it
no
and left?
No hable español, el soco.
Oh, my God.
El soco my caco.
Michael.
Just, and I just shrugged my shoulders like, eh, see? No? No? Policia?
Dropped off the pamphlet and left.
Okay, so.
Did they at least give you a giggle?
Neighbor moves out. They have to gut his entire, two-bedroom, two-bath apartment. And they get it refurbished much faster than I anticipated. I thought it would take like a month or two. And they're showing it to new people.
Why do they have to gut it?
That guy had lived there for 15 years and he was a total pig. It was disgusting. It's fucking disgusting in there. And they probably had to like firebomb the bedrooms because all those like nudie chicks, that were the porno chicks.
Yeah, the nudie chicks doing the El Sucko.
Nudies, hello. Hey, buddy, take off your shirt. Buddy. I forgot what the fuck.
They got it in. They've been showing.
Okay. So the guy who owns my building sends me a text. Hey, if you're home, can you come outside for a moment? And I, for some reason,
panicked.
Knew what was happening. I knew what was going to happen, and it did happen. And I'm still taken by my ballsy setting boundaries reaction and the fact that they actually approached me with this. I walk outside. I see the dude. Dallas Cowboys hat, Dallas Cowboys shirt, Dallas Cowboys jacket, rolls up his sleeves, Dallas Cowboys tattoos.
Redskins.
Just moved here. Wants to know if I will give him my parking space for his Corvette.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
This is your new neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to see.
I thought it was the guy that owns the property.
No. Anyway,
your new neighbor that's renting.
I can park my Corvette right there.
Gotcha.
And like, I honestly said.
You knew that when the new neighbor called you outside.
I said, no fucking chance. I swear to God I did. It's kind of sarcastically, but I went, no fucking chance. And he went, well, it can't hurt to ask, right? And I wanted to go like, who the fuck are you that has that much balls? And then he goes, I just got this Corvette and it's supercharged and fuck, it's so loud. He goes, you're not going to believe how loud this thing is. And I wanted to go like, is anyone else hearing this? Got a guy with a fucking loud Corvette moving in.
Wants to move, like, and the parking spot's right underneath your house.
Yes,
your apartment.
But I said no. And then he goes, what about the girl? You think she'll let me park there? And I went, I don't know.
Does he have two cars or yeah. is there only...
But I also think he's a bullshit artist because I said, do you work for the Cowboys? And he goes, sort of. And then I went, oh yeah? And he goes, well, I'm friends with Tony Romo. And I wanted to go, that's not working for him. And no, you're not. Nah, you're not.
Wait,
and
did he say, can I park my Corvette there? Or did he say, can I park my car there?
He said, I have a new Corvette, and I wanted to know if I could park it there.
This is your across-the-hall neighbor. This is your Kramer.
It's my new neighbor.
This sucks.
I'll say.
Time to move.
I'll say. That's all I've been thinking about for the past week, but I think it's going to be okay, but I'm not letting him park there. And then the property manager's like, if we just move the dumpster over here, can you still get out? And I go, I don't think so. She wants to move the dumpster like right behind my car.
Right.
So they can put three cars there. But that guy has no idea that he's got screaming, bellowing kids that play soccer in that little courtyard every single day. And they're going to be bouncing that soccer ball off his Corvette like they do off of my car like 40 times a day. And I don't care. But he's going to care. So I sense trouble in the near future.
I think it's already happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he have Cowboys pants on?
Socks. Socks?
No. But he
had Isn't it weird that the big rivalry is the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins? And it goes back so far, it's like Cowboys and Indians?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's really pretty weird. I didn't realize that.
That's a huge rivalry in the NFL.
But I think the Cowboys, though, have rivalry with like lots of teams. Lots of teams hate the Cowboys.
Yeah, but it's kind of mainly
the Packers games. And the Cowboys, the Jets and the Cowboys.
I wish I cared about football because I would like the Cowboys because they seem to be like America's team.
Oh, my God.
That's how they brand
Buying
themselves.
Buying into the branding much?
That's how they brand
Jesus.
Themselves.
Oh, I thought I just
Fuck the Cowboys. Fuck them.
They seem like America's team.
Fuck Tony Romo.
Somewhere 400 F-150s just gunned their engines.
If I were a football fan, I would stick... with provided they stuck with the San Diego Chargers, but since they're gone, they can just kiss my fucking lightning bolt ass, even though I don't give a shit about sports, but fuck them for leaving. Fuck them for leaving. America's finest city. I also named it that.
You should ask this guy if he's ever seen Corvette Summer.
You ever seen Corvette Summer? And have you ever heard
of...
if he
says no, then you know he's a total poser.
This phrase, the Cowboys suck? Have you heard that ever?
Well, what's going to be really funny is when Mike starts to like his Corvette.
Why don't you...
Mike, have you seen Corvette Summer?
Of course I've seen Corvette Summer. When I was a kid, I thought it was the best.
Watch this. Tyler, you ever heard of Corvette Summer?
Yes.
I have the poster. I have the poster framed.
Do you really?
10 seconds ago.
Yep.
Tyler, really? You never heard of it?
No.
See?
When I first met Mark... The first time I met Mark Hamill, courtesy of Nathan, I posted, I just met the dude from Corvette Summer. Holy shit. I have that poster framed.
Did you see his Corvette?
No.
I feel like I've done that joke.
Yes, I did.
I think I did that joke to Nathan.
This is what happened. He pulled out his phone and he went, yeah, hey, I just bought this. I wanted to see if I could park it there.
White dude? Spanish origin?
Spanish origin. You know what? He looks familiar. He looks familiar.
You know, he probably saw him like on TV sitting next to Tony Romo.
It's Antonio Romo.
You know what? And I'm in no way...
It's a Spanish origin twin.
In no way am I saying he's not a nice guy, because he seems super nice.
Oh, he's probably real friendly.
But I'm
totally
just
not.
The fact
you
that he
was
telling
me... You have to
be
real friendly to ask someone if you can just have their parking spot.
The fact that he was...
What is that? What is that?
Telling me about how loud his supercharged Corvette is within 30 seconds of meeting me, and then asking me... He's one of these guys that has the ball... That's more balls than I'll ever have. Hey, I know you've lived here 3 years. Can I park my car right there underneath your bed?
Where would you park?
It doesn't matter because I'm not moving.
You didn't get that far.
I already sacrificed one of my parking spaces because I didn't speak up for myself.
Wait, you have two?
Yeah.
What?
I have two parking spaces.
You had
two.
Where'd somebody
asked me if they could park there, and I went, "Yeah, I don't care. I don't. I only need one."
Well, that's what you do if you only need one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So wait, why doesn't that guy have two?
I'm so bored with the parking. You know what? You know what did occur to me though.
What?
Remember when there was like socialites?
Socialites?
Yeah.
There still is. New York.
Not really, though.
New York.
Like the kind of people that just go to parties.
Yeah, New York. They still have them.
They still have them?
You're fucking describing me to a T.
Yeah, I feel like Carano would have been like a big socialite back in the day. Yeah.
Nope.
Like he would go to all the different parties.
He is a socialite.
Like,
I can't come to the show. I'm with Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah. I can't go to the show. I have to go to Bobcat's birthday party.
I have to go to Bobcat's Briss.
Bobcat's birthday is next week. It's a
you
kind of
are like a socialite,
though.
Huh? You show up and you just like talk your ears off.
I'm you 100% is.
Like Truman Capote's there.
If it wasn't for this club, I would have no social life.
Okay, but
there's it's
club.
Work related. Do you guys think I'm obsessed with celebrity?
Yes.
No, I think you're obsessed with celebrities you like, which is most people.
I think he's obsessed with celebrity.
God, I just don't see that at all.
Someone made you say that?
Yeah, someone posted that I'm obsessed with celebrity.
I think that you're really impressed by it, and I think that you probably confuse it with like absolute.
Did you think maybe you should become friends with you?
I can't tell you how much that bums me out because I don't feel that.
I think you get confused with success if people know who certain people are. So when you see somebody who is quote unquote famous, you feel like they've made it because they're successful. And you
do I really?
I think that you do.
Did part of you tingle when he said he was friends with Tony Romo?
Because I don't.
Can
I don't
get in on that?
Because this is bothering me out, but I'm going to take your word for it that that's the way I come off. But I don't feel that at all.
Yeah, I don't think that you do feel that, and I think that you would be appalled if you realized that you were like that. Is that bad?
Yeah, being totally it's honest, hideous. Here. It's horrible.
Yeah, but I think you are taken aback and kind of like really into people who are famous. I think you get really into it.
I got to argue with you on that one because I show me some examples like of.
They're too harsh to.
Because I've been around famous people all the time, and I just walk right. I don't hang out. I don't try to talk.
All right, here's an example. I won't use names.
Don't use Paul McCartney.
I'm not gonna
use
this
Paul.
Gonna be the last after this?
Because Paul McCartney, I'm gonna follow anywhere.
You and I, and you probably won't remember this. And I had like two or three beers, so maybe you're just annoyed with me having beers and talking to you. That could be the case. But we're out in front of this here club, said club. It was after we did a show. And I was talking to you about something that was pretty personal and kind of like sensitive, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it was more about you.
I remember we were standing by that light post.
And then we were.
Yeah, no, I remember.
And then somebody walked towards us and hung a left into the club. You saw that who it was. I know that you're friends with that person, but you lost interest in what I was saying to you immediately and said, okay, I got to go. And you went inside.
Okay.
Who
was it?
It was the guy with the Corvette.
It was the guy that was going to possibly be the guest tonight on the show.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, well, okay.
I remember that conversation very well because you were being complimentary, but I was having like a mental breakdown.
You were. And then as soon as you saw this person who has got a famous name, you're like, okay, I got to go catch that person before they're gone.
But that was true, though. I did need to go catch him.
Did you?
Yeah. Because I ended up hanging out with him for like an hour and a half and then driving back to his house.
Okay, but I was like pouring my heart out.
We had a conversation that needed to be had.
Okay. I felt like we were having...
But he's there for an hour.
And that person is a friend of mine.
I know. I
that doesn't count as...
I prefaced it by saying that.
Yeah, but I'm not impressed by his celebrity.
He should be.
I am.
We're talking about Telly Savalas.
Yeah. Hey, baby. Wait, what does he do?
Hey, Canelo.
No, what's his... Oh, my God. I forgot to take a picture.
Have you seen that?
There's a dumpy bar near where I live, and it says Canelo versus whatever, Monday, 8 o'clock. Okay. Of course, it was from last week, but the sign is like falling, like the letters for the marquee are falling down. It's perfect. Maybe I'll go by and take a picture tomorrow if it's still
just
up.
Ask him for the sign.
Hey, can I have that sign? No. Be bold! Let me get in there!
I've seen that ad probably 30 times since I saw you, Pabs, last. And every time, it gets better. The fact that they high-five and do, like, the man hug, like, oh, it's so funny that you put the steak on it.
I hate it.
So weird.
Oh, I have not seen the ice bucket one, though, yet. I haven't seen the ice bath one.
I hate when he goes, hey, no bueno.
You got hit in the eye. No bueno. Okay. No good.
All right.
He says it like a person who's never heard Spanish before.
Yeah, and he Canelo should pull out an iPad and start watching some of Stallone's movies post-Rocky. No bueno acting skills. Hey, no bueno cliffhanger. No bueno.
It is weird. Okay, let's talk about Stallone for a second. Why is he good in Rocky?
Why is he what?
He's good.
He's good?
In Rocky.
Yeah, he's great as Rocky.
Great.
He's even great. Good as Rocky in that recent
Can you talk
one
into
did.
The microphone?
He's also
yeah, people
great.
Like that character. People are in love with that character. He brings that character to life really well.
But that's a great, that's a good...
But then he's terrible at everything else.
No, because everything, not everything else. He's playing above and beyond his own...
Copland, he was very good in.
Because he was playing to type. He was playing like an old washed up cop who was having his last stand at doing the right thing, right? Yeah. Like, and that's kind of what the Rocky characters become
now.
The
way he slipped into that uniform in Copland.
When he's like trying to like save the world, it's like, all right, Judge Dredd, please. You're killing me over here. I don't buy it. And I've heard he's such a pain in the ass to work with. Oh, I've heard stories.
Tell the stories.
He's a pain in the ass to work with.
Oh.
I bet he is.
That was captivating.
God, who was it that was talking about?
Well, my friend Matt, who you...
I used to hear a lot, a number of occasions and during the breaks on Loveline.
Well, I'm going to tell you a story about Stallone. That's not a case.
Number of occasions. You guys know Frank Stallone, right?
Frank was great. Yeah, I love Frank.
But Frank is so jealous. Is like jealous of him.
Tyler.
But Tyler. Like, how do I know Frank Stallone?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Was it through a podcast or something?
He's on the Corolla shit all the time.
That's right. Corolla's very first live show was at the Improv in Irvine, and he had like 8 guests, and the show was 3.5 hours long. He had 2 musical guests, Frank Stallone, Candy Kane, Seth MacFarlane, Joe Rogan, Greg Fitzsimmons.
Were you impressed with that lineup?
But that's where I met Frank Stallone.
On the heels of talking about celebrity, he's just like naming these celebrities that.
Okay,
you know what? You know why it's. I don't think you're any more taken with That's celebrity right. than the average person, but your personality and who you are, it doesn't really line up with it. So it's
just
more
so
noticeable.
Weird. It's going to bother
it's
me all night
noticeable.
That you said that because
it's more noticeable, and I think that you realize that people are kind of impressed with celebrity and. I don't know. It's not a terrible thing.
I've brought
it
up
doesn't really align with who you are.
Years than I ever did in the past.
Doesn't line up with like the Mike Carano. I don't give a shit about anything, and you don't impress me with your bullshit type attitude that you have. Speaking of celebrities,
yeah, I
don't take to the Muppets very very well. I think a lot of people know that, and people give me shit about
that.
Yeah,
right?
Not a big fan of the Muppets over there.
I'm a huge fan of the Muppets.
You're
literally
my new movie of all time.
Got a Got a little exposure a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. But to the original Muppet Show or the new one?
Epi Show.
Just Muppets. Muppets in general, because I'm a big
Muppet Babies?
Trick question. Trick
big
question.
Master Chef fan over here. I watch every episode.
The Swedish Chef.
Master Chef.
Booty, booty, booty,
Master Chef Junior. Master Chef Junior, okay. Which is pretty. It's cute. It's sweet. I love the kids, but they get a little more hokey.
They can't cook for shit.
A little more hokey.
Can't cook for shit. Fuck them. I don't want to see Master Surgeon Junior.
And they do things like this. Like they have right, Miss Timmy. Piggy. Miss Piggy.
Go in through the ear canal. They have Miss Piggy.
They have Miss Piggy and...
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? Oh, that guy's looking to hook up. Look at that. That dude was looking to hook up.
That's the guy. Oh, you know what? You're totally right. But he was on stage a few minutes ago with that other show.
We're in a dark room. That used to be
more
the...
popular.
This is good. This is good.
What just happened?
He totally was looking to hook up, because this is where I thought about hooking up a couple weeks ago.
We're in the dark, what used to be the green room, but now it's just like a closet, and this bearded fella, came in here.
Girl in tow, like a
girl of the night, lady of the night in tow. They both had drinks in hand, and they were sloppy, and he came. Yeah. He took a full two steps in here and looked happy and then looked disappointed to see us. And he's like,
I would have probably yelled if I was him, because I would have been scared by.
We should have said, "Hey, couch is open.
Yeah, go ahead.
Never mind us.
If you guys want to fuck on the couch next to us, and totally gross me out."
So yeah, okay. So the Master Junior Chef, right? They had the old Miss Piggy on over there.
Cure me.
She kept and like, the line that they kept playing on the promos and stuff, where it was, "You singed my tips." But it sounded just like tits.
You singed my tits.
Oh, like her hair tips?
Yeah, but it sounded just like tits. You singed my tits. And the Swedish chef, who, it's creepy. He's got like human hands.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Jillian pointed that out. I'm like, it's true. It's creepy. It's got a ring on. I don't like it. Anyways,
he has a ring on?
He's got a ring on one of his hands.
He does not have a ring on.
I don't know. Because
he's wearing like the furry hands.
Nope, they're not furry. They're human hands.
He's not locked
hands.
Down. He likes to play the field.
They're
Swedish
regular
chef
hands.
Gets around.
The Swedish chef has regular
no,
man hands.
No, he doesn't have regular hands.
He did on Master Chef.
Well, then that was janky. He's supposed to have like the weird.
Yeah, three-fingered.
Yeah.
Three fingers and a thumb.
Regular human hands. They were creepy. I don't like it.
You know what?
They're kept waiting for one
the PA got fired who forgot to pack the hands. I'll tell you that.
Kept waiting for one to drift over and like show the children how to knead the dough. It's creeps. They don't like it. Anyhow, as I'm watching this,
too much innuendo on this Muppet show.
Most exposure I've gotten to Miss
Piggy. Knead the dough, burn my tits off.
Miss Piggy since I was a child. And it's bugging me. It's killing me. I'm like, she reminds me of somebody. Who does she remind me of? God, she reminds me. Miss Piggy reminds me of something. And it clicked and it finally hit. And I think that Miss
Roseanne?
Piggy could sue Kathy Griffin? Griffith? Griffith? Griffin? Griffith?
Oh, for stealing her act?
She's just doing Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy is much more eloquent, though.
You singed my tits! She's doing... Is it Kathy Griffith? Griffin.
Griffin?
Griffin.
Griffith. Griffin.
She's doing Miss Piggy. It's like, uncanny. I wonder if she even realizes it. Does anyone else realize it?
I don't get it. I don't see it.
It's creeps. I don't like it.
Is it going to be name dropping if I mention
that you're friends with Kathy Griffin?
I took photographed her vagina.
What?
By accident.
Was it pink and fuzzy?
Oh,
she
you
used to get
my lips.
She used to get naked on stage. Like not often,
what?
But every now and then, I saw her get 100% naked at
Largo. That's real thirsty.
What?
And, very thirsty.
When was this?
Yeah, she started doing it in Irvine. She got down to her underwear. She got her underwear and her pants pulled down. Below vagina, and I got a couple of pictures because I was taking pictures of her.
Vagine.
She knew it, and then I was like, I can't ever do anything with these things.
Well, you could do something.
Don't talk about her breasts that way. That's very rude, misogynistic.
No, it was actually hilarious.
Why does she do it? Because she's got
she had a bit. She had
a 98% gay.
She had a bit. They played her up to the stage to that theme from Titanic, the Celine Dion song.
Uh huh.
And she's like, please don't play this song, because when I hear this song, I can't help it. But my clothes come off, and the guy kept on playing it. And she did a really good job acting out the role of a woman
who
can't control
herself. Do you not see the Miss Piggy at all?
No,
I'm by myself. Tai-Tai, you're awfully quiet over there.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Tai-Tai.
I really don't see it. And I know Miss Piggy very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a moment. I get it. It's sort of that, like, it's kind of like... Sounds like a vaudeville.
Is it the nasally voice that you think is
the voice?
Part
it's
of
the
it?
Attitude. It's her snarkiness. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's like the only cafe Griffin I know is nowadays is, I hate to say it, God damn, I'm an old man, but her and Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve. And it's like, that could be like Kermit and Miss Piggy up there. I swear to God.
Kermit the Frog here.
Kathy Griffin is not dating Steve Wozniak still, right?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, she was dating Woz.
She was.
Yeah. She was at the last night of Loveline, too.
And she was.
Yeah, she just shows up and no one invited her. And then when she leaves, she goes, like what I did. Thanks. Don't say I never did anything for you. I'm like, hey, no one ever fucking needed you over here. It's not like you're synonymous with Loveline.
Yeah.
How about you beat it? How about you beat it, Miss Piggy?
Kathy Griffith.
I'm thinking of someone else named Griffith. Mm-hmm. You're a costume designer chick. No, she wasn't a costume designer.
How was Mother's Day?
I was out partying with friends.
Yeah. Nice. I had the pillow on her face, and then I finally thought I heard a noise, so I left. You guys are both married to moms.
It's true.
Hell yeah.
Get some.
I just realized that.
Motherfuckers.
Were they both expecting something?
Gave her a pretty sweet baby. I don't know what more she wants.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Gave her the title motherhood.
That could possibly be the most offensive thing ever said on the show. I gave her a pretty sweet baby. What else does she want?
Why is that?
Because right now I can see women going, what do you mean you gave it to her?
You know what I did? I came home because I was out partying all weekend in San Diego with some camp friends of mine. I'll get to a story from that later. But came home late Sunday afternoon and I said, hey there, sweets. Hey, Toots, happy Mother's Day. No one would be saying that to you today if it wasn't for me implanting you, all right? There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. Happy
nice.
Mother's Day.
So go wash the dishes.
Nice.
And turn on the game.
And what's for dinner?
Yeah.
Bring me a beer.
I cleaned the house and washed Lauren's car.
The stick's not
going to
suck itself.
What else could you
say? Got a little orchid and helped Zach make her a card. And by Zach make her card, I mean I gave him crayons and he didn't know what to do with them. And he made like two little dots on the card. And that was it. It was pretty cute though.
Poultry.
What?
Poultry. That's poultry.
Would your wife freak out if you took Zach's face and stuck it in some of that ink in a pad thing and then rolled his face over a blank card?
Well, yeah, she'd freak out
the
like
aftermath.
Like with joy.
Suck. I mean, it'd be cool to have that card forever because God knows what it would look like. Rorschach of like childhood memories. But I think that having blackface child for a while would suck.
You wipe it off. I'm saying you just roll his face through the thing and then roll it onto a card.
He could be a color analyst.
Hey, have you guys thought about putting your babies on Xerox machines?
I'm thinking about it all the time. Haven't done it yet.
I don't have access.
I know. You got to go to Staples and it's got to be super super quick.
Yeah, because you never know. Like,
yeah, can I make a couple of copies? Yeah, sure.
I don't want to be Xerox dad.
You got a friggin' baby on the face down on the Xerox machine. Somebody snaps a picture of Xerox dad on the cover of TMZ. Xerox dad.
He told
most hated man on the internet.
You know how much ink that weighs? It weighs so much ink.
Yeah.
Like people would always sit on the Xerox machines. Hilarious. Yeah. And it would just be like a black, lots of ink, you know?
Yeah.
Black gas there.
It's amazing that glass could hold because I bet you when whoever designed that machine thought.
Was not thinking of sitting
this
on
can
it.
Be a thin piece of glass because it's just going to be a piece of paper.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
And then I bet you like there were five or six offices were like, oh, it broke because our secretary sat on
it. I bet you they got
it.
Sued a couple times. I bet you they did, yeah.
Now it's like auto glass.
It's like the strongest glass known to man. It has to be.
Gorilla glass.
That's why they cost so much. No one knows that, but that's why.
You know what?
No one knows that.
Doesn't it
no
make one knows sense? What? Doesn't
no
it make sense?
It. I know it. I know all about like it.
There was no way when they made that machine that it rolled off the factory assembly line with thick enough glass to support a human being when the only thing that's going to go on it is one sheet of paper.
One sheet of paper.
Possibly
at the most,
an open book.
Open book at the most, yeah.
Yeah. That's the most.
Oh. I don't know. I think there's people whose job it is to be like, are people going to sit on this? I mean, maybe. All right, make it.
Back but who would think that? Jeez, who would think that?
Yeah,
no one's gonna go like. No one's gonna go. I think someone's gonna sit on this.
Some glass got on some ass before they actually made the change. Right. I don't know how you're gonna research this, Ty. I don't think you can figure
Xerox
that out.
Ass accidents.
Hey, is the Renaissance Fair
last weekend?
Is it the same as the Renaissance Pleasure Fair?
Yes.
Is it always the Renaissance Pleasure Fair?
Pleasure, yes, though.
Because I never hear anyone say pleasure in the, no, when they're saying they're going to the Renaissance Fair.
That's never
say,
I don't, yeah.
That is horrifying. What the
I leave
fuck
out
is
pleasure,
that?
Too.
What, the Ren Pleasure Fair?
Pleasure.
Ren Pleasure Fair.
What's going on there? Why is it a pleasure fair? I saw well, on the way back from San Diego.
If you're
I was
thinking about the pleasure aspect of it, it's mostly being under the influence.
But where's the pleasure come in? Why do they call
it
that?
You're drunken.
No, it probably goes back to when it started, which I'm guessing is probably the awful 70s when like free love was at a premium.
Renaissance
and,
Pleasure Fair. I don't know. I think they probably added pleasure at some point because Renaissance Fair wasn't bringing in enough people.
Oh, we should put pleasure in too every episode title just to get more.
Gets more dudes.
The after pleasure disaster?
This is the last weekend for the Renaissance Fair. I wonder if I should go
again.
It's
the Renaissance Pleasure Fair, please. I feel like we should.
I was actually bored.
No pleasure?
I didn't have much pleasure.
Creep me out. Pleasure is one of the grossest words in the
Absolutely.
Human language. I hate it.
Absolutely.
Can I give you pleasure?
This brings me great pleasure. No, it's a terrible word.
When it's used like in sexual like connotation.
Even on a there's a motorhome company
guy
called Pleasure
falls through
Way.
Glass while photocopying his ass.
Yeah,
I mean I'll watch that video.
Well, I want to hear about the history of the Xerox machine.
I'm sure this video will give you the history.
Before Apple stole our idea for the mouse, we were a thriving company in the tech industry. Isn't it amazing that Steve Jobs went to visit Xerox and they showed him the mouse?
I saw the movies, yeah.
I didn't see the movie.
Both movies, Jobs and... Oh, just Jobs.
Jobs and Jobs Wanted?
No, Nerds Inherit the Earth or whatever it's called. Really good documentary.
Steve Jobs. Coming soon, the 1,000-seat Steve Jobs Theater at the Apple Campus 2.
What's going on? Is this an actual video of the...
Does he get glass in his balls?
This is fake.
It could sounds fake. It could definitely be fake. The guy still definitely falls into one.
Uh-huh. Do you think the first person that Xeroxed their ass was a woman being horrifically sexually harassed where somebody just picked her up and placed her on it? Because doesn't it seem like that's how it would start? Yeah, Miss Johnson, can you come over here for a minute? And then the old fat, bald Roger Ailes looking guy, yet still alive, picks her up and puts her on the Xerox machine and hits, you know, copy.
Like making his own porn.
And then he puts his dick on there and copies that and then rubs
Ooh,
the paper together.
He calls
together.
It hard copy.
Hard copy. Yeah, the word pleasure bothers me. There's a motorhome company called Pleasure Way, and that one bothers me. Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Mm.
Pleasure
What's
Way.
What's worse, sensual or pleasure?
Pleasure.
Both of those words
sensual
are terrible.
Pleasure.
Both of those words are terrible.
Pleasure's worse. Though.
Mm.
God, it's grossing me out.
All right, so last...
pleasure you. You're right. That's the worst phrase.
Weekend, I went down to San Diego to hang out with some camp friends, very good camp friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Brian Border puts it together every year, and it's an event. It's like one of the only... Like, if I knew other people did this, I'd be jealous of them. And yeah. It's like a really fun, like, adult activity that I have away from camp, especially now that I can't do mm-hmm. camp anymore. But he has, like, a bunch of friends that he's...
The camping pleasure fair
that he's collected from camp over the years, and mm-hmm. He sends out like he puts together weekends where like once a year we get together in a different location and we all rent a house and we all just hang out for the weekend and go yeah. out and do dumb shit, right? And it's a lot of fun, and I look forward to it every year. And this year is down in San Diego, so it wasn't it was centrally it was easy to do this year. We got yeah. rented a house, which was one of those houses where it was like people live there. But they left, and they just locked their bedroom door.
I don't like it.
Always kind of creepy.
It's so weird. I don't
really
like
going to my friend's houses to visit. Who
that was my
there.
Palm Springs experience, and it was awful.
I know. I kept thinking of you.
It's
I kept
awful.
Thinking of you because you told that story. Yeah. This one, they
porn
had like three
so
or four kids.
I'll never forget that. I'll never forget the porn and the
yeah.
fish.
And the
so
guy was like sick, right?
Fish porn.
The guy, yeah, the guy was sick. There's like his like doctor's notes were like everywhere.
Yeah, that's no good.
This was supposed, it was supposed to be our getaway trip, and the whole time Laura's just
yeah,
like
worrying
so
about his full blown
sad. The house smelled like old people candles. Oh
yeah, yeah.
God. It's so terrible.
Life is hard for everybody.
There was no celebrities there. It was, I mean,
I think a lot of the Airbnbs are like that, unless you go to like Palm Springs, where it's like known as a vacation place, right?
Which part of San Diego were you guys in?
Pacific Beach.
It was a
nice
holy
big,
shit.
Nice big house.
Did you swing by and say
did
hi to my dad?
PB?
No, I did. I
How
did
come?
That last time I was down there. because I got there late Friday night. And then, anyways, here's what I witnessed. And
did you bring Atticus?
No, a lot of people asked. And some people expected me to bring out. There was like 12 of us, right? 12 of us all got together. So we go out. I was imbibing, you know.
Oh, hell yeah.
I had a few drinks. Hell but yeah. We went to this karaoke bar.
Nice.
And I'm going to... I understand the pitfalls.
What bar was it?
I should have figured that out. I was pretty,
where was it?
I should have known that. Everything was just Ubers. And, I mean, the only landmark I can give you is...
The ocean.
There was a... worse. There was a lady selling hot dogs out front on a grill.
Was it next to Denny's?
I don't know. It might have been close to Denny's. I wish I knew. I don't know.
I'm just trying to bond with you. I lived there for 20-something years.
I bet you know this bar, too, probably.
Maybe.
Because it looks like it's been there for a while. Anyways, go to this karaoke bar. And I had enough drinks in me that I would have sang.
Ooh.
There was like five of us that made the trek over there. Everyone else had gone home early. And like there was just a five strong left, right? And I understand the pitfalls of sounding like an old man and talking about the younger generation and using millennials and whatnot. Here but I think go. That does factor in a little bit. Here I don't know when the last time you guys went to a karaoke bar was. But
you ain't singing no Ariana Grande?
We get in there, and the first couple singers were up there. Like they were so good, you forget that it's even a karaoke bar, right? You just think like there's a jukebox with the actual song. It's pretty good, right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That was the highlight. And then beyond that, it was... Young
How can
Bucks.
You forget it's a karaoke bar?
Because it's
a jukebox they're and that person has a sound system with them?
Just like the song really loud on a jukebox. So they weren't taking any more requests.
You know
what
a good karaoke song? Thin Lizzy Jailbreak.
I wouldn't want to get up there and sing anyways.
It's gonna be a jailbreak. That's not a good karaoke song.
Things started
one. Why would you of all the songs, why would you
just popped into my head. That's a good one. Dirty White Boy, Foreigner.
Have you ever sung karaoke, Mike?
Nope.
Says it with pride.
I sure have.
How have you not? All these years of drinking, you never got
thing.
Up there?
Not my thing.
I bet you have. You just don't remember. I bet you have.
I guarantee it.
I bet you did. You just don't remember.
Nope.
I guess I know our next destination disaster.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
What's your go-to song?
Not doing it.
My go-to song is Mississippi Queen.
It's a good one.
From there, I just dabble in. I can do a mean Pearl Jam Black.
Okay.
Yep. It's a bit of a downer, though. It's kind of for later in the night.
Is it Spin the Black Circle?
No.
It's a
Pearl
little
bit
song.
Of a downer. Like people are riding this emotional roller coaster with karaoke.
I take people on a journey.
You know that song by Pearl Jam? Spin the Black Circle?
No.
Anyways. Beyond the once those two that sounded like they're coming straight out of the jukebox were done, then a girl gets up there with a big black bow. Big black bow on her hair, like Minnie Mouse or something, right?
Yeah.
She looks a little bit forlorn. And Chris Isaac.
Wicked Game.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And I'm like, I'm feeling it, you know. I got a few drinks in me, so I'm excited. I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
She hums the entire fucking thing for the most part. Hums are kind of like, moans it while we're here.
She kind of hums, let's be real.
She did not give it her all. She was pilled out or something. There or something. Here's what we continue to see. Here's what happens after that. Guy gets up and he's just dancing. He's not singing at all.
He's a background singer.
And the DJ, who was a little bit effeminate, kept saying,
from Madonna's dog.
He was having no part of it. He kept saying, "Get off my stage. If you're not going to sing, get off my stage. You're not going to get up here and just dance
on
the stage."
He just pull down the music.
He kind of was.
Mm.
Then the last number of the night. Number. What am I? The last bit of the night, if you want to call it that. I can't even remember what song it was because I had a number of drinks.
I'd rather go with number than bit.
It ended up with like four or five guys on stage kind of swaying.
My bologna.
Kind of singing, but not really. Mugging for a camera that wasn't there. It's like they're doing selfies or something on the stage. It's like this new form of like, look at me, but I have nothing to add or bring to the program. And
look at me, I'm Tyler.
So that's bad enough, right?
I'm obsessed with celebrities.
I go outside to have a cigarette.
All right, hey, man, I'll smoke.
And I see this lady. She's cooking hot dogs. It's the only landmark I got for you. Sorry, Mike. Oh, there's also a Prius.
No idea.
There's also a Prius that came and picked us up moments later.
Okay, I got
that's I all
know
I got.
I know exactly where you guys were.
How big was the
place?
Like you walk in, and it's like a row of chairs, and the bar is right there, and then you go to the left, and the bar kind of wraps around a little bit, and there's a stage on the left.
Did it have a patio?
I didn't explore that much. It was pretty crowded.
Did it have a bathroom?
Here's where the real anger comes from. You know, I kind of expect all that shit show LED that I saw lights. Inside. Here's where the hatred and anger comes from.
How many bartenders?
And if I was 2-3 years ago, I might have actually intervened, said some shit, and God knows, I probably would have gone nowhere because these guys were a bunch of pansies, but God knows. And Jillian, if you're listening to this.
Mike got beat up in PB.
I know.
I've had but a lot of
Navy dudes. These guys were not Navy dudes. Here's what
I
witnessed.
Actually Mission Beach, to be honest.
Here's
God
what
damn it. I'm sorry to everyone. I just told fake news. I'm sorry. I let you down.
Mission Beach PB. They're pretty close.
Try to yeah, be they're right next door. I'll try to be better in the future.
I'm out front having the cigarette, right? Still kind of like feeling icky about what I just witnessed with the younger generation just mugging for cameras that aren't there on the karaoke stage rather than singing, right?
Yep.
And I hear some loud... The one guy, he looked like he wanted to be Lance Armstrong. Like I kept referring to him as Lance Armstrong.
Had a needle hanging out of his ass.
Kept like making out with this girl. He had a needle hanging out of his ass.
Sheryl Crow lookalike.
He was wearing like tight capris. And you know those little hats, those horrible 80s hats?
Yeah.
The bike hats. The biker hats.
My brother has one of those.
Wearing one of those. And like tight capris.
It looks good on your brother.
And he comes out. There's a group kind of like circled up, and he comes out and he puts his arms around two of them. So now they're like huddled up. There's like six of them in a huddle.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know how much they fucking hated us in there? That was fucking so sweet. That was so awesome. They fucking hated us.
And then they hate you out here too.
And then they all broke into song and they started singing. I don't even remember what song. It was some K-Rock 90s song, and they all were all just singing it and enjoying themselves so much. And it made me so upset. It made me so angry. Because it's like, you might have that conversation later the next day with your friends. Like, remember last night when we were drunk and annoying?
That sounds like maybe they're getting off on the fact that they were disrupting other people's good night.
And they were doing it right in front of the bar. And I'm like, I wanted to say they hated you. I fucking hated you. I still do. And now you're doing it out front. Go celebrate your annoyance down the street or like later in the day tomorrow. Not right after it happened.
Yeah, I agree with you. What song did you sing?
I didn't sing.
He would have. There's only one song he sings. It's the Fuck Her Gently. Right?
It's called Medium Pace.
Whatever.
And there's two songs.
Wife,
what's the other one?
The other one is Sweet Dreams.
My life, my love, made
of these?
My lady. Yeah.
What?
I like to sing Sweet Dreams.
I never knew that. You used to only say that you'd sing one song.
Well, I kind of graduated to just Medium Pace by Adam Sandler. But yeah, it's... That's a fun one. It's just so fun watching people
try to figure
out what's happening. But I do Sweet
Annie
Dreams.
Lennox?
Yeah, but I do it Marilyn Manson style to that song, though.
Oh.
So you're singing as well.
So there's someone out there with a story who's like, yeah, there's this asshole.
Oh, yeah,
Annie
sure.
Lennox, but he's just mumbling it.
Oh, I've had my moments. That I told you I did the Kill Whitey thing when I was losing the crowd.
How did those places
I told
that
you
have
I
live...
did the Kill Whitey thing yeah, when I was exactly. losing just, the crowd.
We just let it go. Yeah, of course you did. Of course you did.
The best karaoke is live band karaoke.
I was just going to say, how do they do that
shit? Yeah.
Why is it better?
What?
Because you feel like you're actually part of a band.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's like, we do that at the Improv in Irvine on Thursdays.
Oh, well, thanks for the invite.
Hold on, let me reach in my bag.
Wait, let's go invites. Right now.
Yeah, let's go.
It's Thursday now, you're right. We could be there in an hour and 20 minutes.
Last
time.
It's
like fantasy football, but.
Yeah, last time we did live band karaoke, I did play that funky music, White Boy.
We got it.
Did your wife pretend like she was in a wedding?
You know how much they fucking hated us?
No, the group, we loved it. Brought down the house. Mm-hmm. Brought the house.
Or were you just drunk and that's kind of what you wanted to experience?
No. I do think, though, that karaoke DJs need to be much more judicious with letting people sing.
Like, yeah.
If you're not singing, done. Pull it down.
Yep.
You know, did you
a gong show you with a giant hook?
Have you ever gone to the karaoke that they used to have? They may still have it over at Farmers Market, LA.
Yes, I have.
And it's like amazing karaoke.
I've accidentally eaten dinner there on many occasions in the past 4 or 5 years when it happened to be karaoke night. It's one night a week.
Yeah.
And we've gotten dinner and sat down to eat.
These are all people.
And they crank up the karaoke machine. We're like, fuck, we got to move because we're right in the direct path of the sound.
But they're all really good singers. Where
I don't know. I don't know. We left.
Where?
Tara and I have eaten at the Farmer's Market like a dozen times
right in front
in the
of
past few years.
And it's like, yeah, not to
it
be mean.
It always happen on the night we
not
went
the prettiest
karaoke
of people.
Night. Friday nights it might be.
Not the prettiest of people, so they're never going to make it to like American Idol.
But
or
it's
that
a great mix.
But they all know how to sing, and they're all really good.
It's outside karaoke. Yeah. Well, like their back is facing your building.
It's not part of any like restaurant?
No.
It's out front of two parts.
It's in the food court.
Yeah. It's in the food court.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
And the person just lugs in their PA system.
Next
and
time
stuff
you're there, listen. They're really good singers.
We've sat down to eat at least two or at least twice, probably three times, and they were setting up for karaoke.
Is it two or three?
Seven. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. I just fake newsed you guys.
What's very fun, and it's kind of spoiled, it's kind of ruined normal karaoke for me, is the, like, the, was it Korean style karaoke where you rent, like, the little rooms?
Why is that different?
That's the best.
It's awesome.
You do coke in there?
Because you're by yourself?
I get, no, yeah. Not by yourself. You do, like, it would be
you
like
got
us.
Your friends
like
in there.
Band yeah. rehearsal, it's just you.
Be like six or ten people
and then,
in there.
And then somebody stops and goes, why are we paying these prices for drinks in this room and we could just be in our living
no,
room at
no,
home?
No, the ones that I go to is BYOB. You just rent the room for like
down in Koreatown. They got a ton of them, right?
Hey, you guys.
This
are,
one was over by like the 405. But yes,
you a little drunk, Tai Tai?
No, I wish.
You guys are probably aware
early onset Parkinson's.
It's been a long week, and probably
has your Parkinson's kicked in already.
I think so. It's kicking in. It's punching in. It's doing all.
They should have karaoke boxing in bars.
What?
You just get up and box somebody from the bar.
So boxing.
Yeah, it's boxing, but it's karaoke.
I'd be pretty into that
because you don't know what you're doing. I've mentioned it before on this show. I brought it up when we did our first live show. I said, if you want me to bring it, I will. But as you guys
bring are it.
Fully aware, I own a karaoke machine.
No, we're good.
Wait, what would you bring it to? Just our show? Like this right now?
Yeah.
Like we would just... That could be a new segment. We each sing a song. Anderson would just be... Sweet Dreams every week.
I didn't know we did the show in segments, but...
Or a medium pace.
That would be a new segment.
Yeah, this
you're
is
right.
This is the middle segment.
Chrono, medium pace is great.
I'm sorry?
The song Medium Pace is
I don't know
a
that
great
song
because it starts out as like a traditional love song.
Yeah.
And it's an Adam Sandler song. It was on one of his albums. And then it progressively... Well, actually, no, not progressively. It just all of a sudden just... See that shampoo? Like, it's just like, I want... I'm not
I'd like
sing
to do Paradise
song.
By the Dashboard Light.
I'm not going to sing the song,
a,
but
with a girl
it sounds
from the
like
bar.
It's just a boring like love song, and then it becomes just really awful over the top about shampoo bottles being inserted. And
I didn't. Why would they have that in karaoke?
Up. I know they're not supposed to. They fuck up because they have Adam Sandler in there for some reason, and it's in most of the banks. And
that's so bizarre.
They don't realize that it's in there. Like I sang it at a Mexican restaurant like at during dinner hour one night when I was hammered with some
but
friends.
If they have him, do they have
a bunch
Weird
of people,
Al?
They probably do. But there was like just people trying to enjoy their
Don't
dinner. It was one of the greatest things ever.
Making phony calls.
I mean, there's only one way to find out.
We go to a karaoke bar. How about this? Mm.
What's funny is every karaoke song is on YouTube now. So you don't need a karaoke machine. You just need a microphone and some speakers. And you just put YouTube up on your
or
TV.
Or you can just put your headphones in and sing along with it.
And you can have your own karaoke party with people. And those words come over the screen and there you go. Mm-hmm. The entire industry is ruined.
I do. I don't want to do it, but I like the idea of having the private room like you guys were.
I don't want to do
of.
It.
No, but I like that idea much better than a room full of strangers.
It's great. It's like a room like this size.
Yeah.
And you just.
And I assume they're soundproof.
You just drink and you're an idiot. Yeah. It's great. It's very enjoyable.
What do you think the numero uno karaoke song is? Sweet Caroline?
No.
Brandy?
I used to sing The Gambler.
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, The Gambler's a good one.
I know what it is.
And by the because by the end when he brings it down, the whole bar joins in for
Dancing
Queen. Somewhere in the dark.
The Gambler's a great song.
The Gambler, he broke even.
Yep. Or how about Turn the Page? Turn the Page would be a good one too.
I found an ace that I could keep. Boom, boom, boom. And then everyone cheers in for that final
you
chorus.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. That's a good one, too.
The green, green grass of home.
Oh, it's the best.
What's happening right now? I have no idea what's going on. What the fuck is happening?
This is a famous callback to one of our episodes.
All come to meet me, arms reaching. That's a great song. Chilling.
Mike, let's say you had to clean up your spare room. You know your spare room where the skeleton lives?
Oh, God.
How
so
long
far,
do you think it would take?
The story's a nightmare. God.
You have to clean up the room where the skeleton lives.
How long do you think that... Mike lives in a two-bedroom.
No, it would take less than a day.
Less than a day?
Yeah, because all that's in there is probably eight boxes, 30 pairs of shoes, about 50 framed prints.
But what would you do with the stuff?
That's what I mean. I thought you meant like clean it out.
No, like figure out what you do with it.
I've been trying.
Why don't you get a storage unit?
Guess where I'm going on Sunday?
storage unit.
Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
How does that fit into anything we're talking about?
That was fucking weird.
At all, Mike.
Good segue. It was a good segue.
I feel like someone just changed the channel.
Cleaning
but
out
like
my
we still have like Jet
Propulsion. I'm frazzled by the fact that you said I'm obsessed with celebrities because I
wait
don't
a minute.
Get
now
it.
Why are we over here?
I don't get it. I don't see how I'm obsessed with celebrities.
Wait, who's at JPL this weekend?
What?
Is there a special guest host?
Don't touch me, Tyler.
Oh, there's who's that Annie Lennox voice. I was making a joke that you're going to the JPL because a celebrity was hosting the tour.
Is that true?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, Tyler, that has to be like a shred of truth.
What's fun about going to JPL is if you accidentally turn down the wrong street and go to JPL when you're not supposed to, there's armed guards outside.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Yeah, I'm very aware of that.
Make you stop your car
like, a video
like
camera.
100 feet away. They're like, stop the car and
video
turn around.
Video camera mounted in my front window.
Where is it?
And they absolutely turned me around in the street.
Yeah, it's very scary.
It's by Pasadena.
Rocketdyne used to be like right down the street from me, and they're ripping it all, finally
Teledyne?
Ripping it down. Rocketdyne.
The diner?
Rocketdyne.
The drive-thru?
Where they make the rockets.
Yeah, what's that? Is that what it's called?
Rocketdyne? Rocketdyne, yeah. Hey,
what's
I saw
in the
it on
box?
Goodfellas. Rocketdyne. No, not Rocketdyne. All right, so... Michael.
Yeah, I do want to... I am cleaning stuff out. I'm getting rid of stuff. And
I've given myself two weeks, maybe three now, because I got a room like that, mm-hmm. and I... It's embarrassing. Like I'm glad to hear you say this.
It's crippling.
Like,
it's crippling. The trying to like you're holding something. Yes. You're like, where do I put this?
I have a my office is like that, and I can't. I chip away at it.
Yeah.
And it's taking.
Have you guys been to my place in the past few months?
I was there a couple weeks
ago. Remember when I have four large boxes of CDs sitting in the middle of the living room floor?
Yes.
They had been out there for 7 months, and it was dug them out of the back closet in the second room. And I was like, I'm either donating them, selling them an amoeba, or I'm giving them away, or they're going in the dumpster. So they sat in the middle of my floor for 7 months. I put them back in the closet yesterday. Yesterday.
Why don't you sell them?
I put them all back.
Who wants CDs?
Yeah. No one wants CDs. Really? I still have that
goddamn...
What
should I do with mine? Should I throw mine away? I have about
a listener thousand. Sent me his address to mail him the crow. The crow doll. The 16-inch crow doll. Mm-hmm.
Brandon
I boxed
Lee.
It. It's on my living room floor. It's been there for at least 6 months. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this. Good thing I have a therapist now who's helping me out with it. I actually have a little job for you, Anderson, which is she said I need to find a friend who I can trust, and I need to get their opinion
so you want
to
find
as to whether they see progress.
Dr. Drew. What?
Whether you see progress in me.
From when you started with her?
Yeah. Because she says...
That sounds like she's outsourced.
She goes, I can see a lot of progress. And I went, of course you can.
Do I get
10% $200 an hour. And she goes, no, but I see a lot of progress. She goes, you're thinking things through more. You're rationalizing things better. She goes, you made two road trips and you realized before you even left that they were a waste of time and you didn't really... She goes, you didn't frantically drive out to the middle of nowhere. Like, you still did the drive, but you realized it was a mistake. Before you left.
But
that's
you
true,
still
though.
Went, though, right?
Yeah, I still went.
I
did Madonna in 2 weeks in a row, and by the time I got there, it was getting dark, and I didn't want to be there, and I wasn't hungry, and I didn't really want cake, and I just stopped there, peed, and got in my car and drove home. I did get cake, but it wasn't like a pleasurable experience, a sensual, pleasurable experience.
I honestly don't see you often enough to be able to tell you. Often.
That's why we need to FaceTime for an hour a day, according to my therapist.
Okay, well, tell her I can't do her job for her. No, you do seem... I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, on this show, for the hour and a half that we do the show, and when we talk before and after...
When I'm not obsessing on celebrities.
You're always kind of like going up and down. I haven't seen any kind of like trajectory, which makes me think that you're like on the path to
I think you're
righteousness.
Maybe your listeners of your that other podcast that won't be named, I bet I bet they would probably be able to tell. Because that's a pretty raw, emotional brain dump you do.
Maybe, but I think I'm doing a little better. I don't know if I'm $1,000 better, but
Rocketdyne, guys, it's in Canoga Park, and it's
Rocketdyne.
It's an American rocket engine design and production company.
Yeah,
was
headquartered in Canoga Park, and they're now just ripping it down like piece by piece.
I photographed it. I saw rocket engines. You know how big rocket engines are, right?
Pretty big.
Like they're giant. Like I'm talking about the base part that the fire comes
like
out of.
Like you can actually like fit a bunch of marbles in there.
Yeah. You like, could fit like 5,000 mice in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
You ever see a guy get sucked into one engine?
Nope.
No good.
Yes.
Nope.
No good.
Like, why would you
like
have seen
an F-16
that?
Or whatever?
Yeah.
I've seen that video. Yeah.
No.
He lived too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least there's I know there's
sucked in.
There's at least one out. Where someone died, but I've also seen I've seen the video where the guy lived. I was on Ripley's Believe It or Not, and they played it in slow motion, like over.
Because he
over
hit like a grate or something.
He's got like pulled through like the turbine and somehow didn't die. I don't understand.
He went in one side, out the other.
Yeah.
You, no you, way. How you, did he not die? Because that thing is like airtight.
You see his body get like sucked into like it looks like Casper the Ghost. It goes like.
And he lived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, believe it or not.
That guy almost tops any story. Hey, I was parachuting and my chute didn't open. I lived. Yeah, I got sucked into a jet engine and I lived. I went to the depths of hell. The depths of hell. Okay, so I saw a flatbed truck with a bunch of rocket engines on it going on the freeway. Tesla rocket, not Tesla, but SpaceX rockets.
Yes.
I know, pretty impressive, right? Pretty impressive. We're doing a podcast. You guys are both looking at your phones.
I'm sorry, I want to show you the video.
I'm still bent out of shape that you think I'm obsessed with celebrities.
So I have a theory about the celebrities thing, because I don't think you're necessarily obsessed with them, but I do think...
Because I don't feel like I'm obsessed with celebrity at all. In fact, I think I'm kind of anti-celebrity.
No. I think you like the... I think there's a distraction element. Like we were talking about how like you like to do things to distract yourself from other shit you have to do. And if there's someone there that is like a name, it's like, that's a thing. That gives me like a thing to do, to like to go see them or to go talk to them or whatever. As well as you're also a guy who has, as you just said, you have your millions of CDs, but you used to have a house that was like a living museum of collections, right? Like all the shit like from your childhood and on, right? So like you're kind of like the collecting these like moments. And I think these like when you get these chances to like hang out with Paul McCartney or whatever, fill in the blank here of the of all the people you've over your career had a chance to be around, you're kind of like collecting like those as like little moments. So you might
maybe
trade hanging out with someone to be like, oh, but I can go collect a moment with
you might be right.
What someone who's obsessed with celebrity would do otherwise.
But I'm not saying it's like a conscious like I fucking love just,
it's because the way I view it, which could easily be super super distorted, is I blow off chances to be around celebrities a lot. But then you're right, when it's a Paul McCartney or a Tom Jones, I want to be around, I want to hang out with them.
You name drop a lot, and you mention celebrity, and like for your job you're supposed to take pictures of celebrities and be around them all the time, and here at this club you're around huge names all the time, so it should not impress you anymore. I'm surprised it still does, and it kind of goes against your personality. That part goes against your personality, and that's why it stands out. That's why I notice
I think that too.
I don't think you're more into celebrities than anyone else, but you're way more into celebrities.
It may be more
considering who you are.
It may be more so though that he is in the unique position of, we all have, let's say, 10 celebrities that we would actually be like, holy shit, around.
I got like three.
Mike is actually in a place, because of the circumstances of lights, where he actually encounters those people,
right,
or has chances to, you know? Uh-huh. So like, so then when he goes and does that, it's, I don't, you're like, oh shit, you're just hanging out with that guy again. You're hanging out with this guy. It's like, well, he's one of the few people that actually gets that opportunity.
What is,
because I don't seek it out. I don't go places where there's celebrities, but like when Paul McCartney comes in, I'm super freaked out, excited, like spastically so, but I hide it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, change the topic, because I need to go see who's downstairs. That guy was on Road Rules, you guys.
I think I passed Will Sasso on the way in here. Is that true?
Who's that?
Will Sasso.
I don't know who that is. Oh, yeah, I do.
He's a celebrity.
He's great on Twitter.
Is he?
Tweet him at Will Sasso. Tell him to burn Mike a CD.
Wait, no. Can you burn me a CD of your tweets?
You make that CD?
Yeah, where's my Chris Bridges CD?
I have not made your Chris Bridges CD. Who's Chris Bridges? I like that name, though.
What was his name? Chris Whitley.
Whitley.
Whatever. Close enough. Fucking relax.
Yeah, hey, chill out.
I said this the other day joking at work. Sit on it.
Ah, it's pretty good, Potsy.
Was that just a 50s way of saying sit on my dick?
No.
Like go fuck yourself?
If sit it was, on it, right? I find if it was,
I think it was much more like innocent and innocuous.
Yeah, because
what am I sitting on then?
The finger.
Because it was in Happy Days all
so
the
time. So
it's
go fuck yourself.
Hey, go it's, sit on it.
Hey, yeah,
go
it's your
sit
finger
on
up
it,
your...
Potsy. It was like the insult. It
so
was like
your
mama.
Finger up your ass.
No, I don't know about that. That's because that seems... however, I did have
people
a friend...
People flip you off and say sit on it, right?
I did have a friend
and
who's
spin.
Still a friend. Tom,
sit on it
he's a comedian
spin.
And he had a show.
Are you not saying his name on purpose?
Correct. he's. I don't know if anyone knows who he is. My best friend
Jim
is a,
Short.
My best friend is a manager. And his very first client was a comic named Tom Rhodes. And he was the very first client that he got a TV show. So Tom Rhodes had no television experience. And my friend got him a show on ABC called Mr. Rhodes, where he played a teacher. Now, that show didn't only lasted one season or less. But the point of it is, they got the name of the principal of the school he taught at. They got it through the censors that his name was Mr. Felcher. And nobody stopped that. And I kid you not. And Mark Brazil was executive producer on that show.
Mark Brazil.
Yeah. I've introduced you to Mark, right?
I don't know.
He's an old friend. We were friends from the San Diego improv days. I'm not going to say anything he's ever done because I don't want you to think I'm like talking about him because he's...
Is this going to like, be... I feel like
he created
this
like that 70s show and a bunch of other stuff.
Which 70s show?
That one.
That one.
That's a good joke, right?
They got a teacher point. Named Mr. Felcher, so it wouldn't surprise me if Happy Days got Sit On It. Like, they thought this is going to be the greatest.
I think Sit On It's pretty tame.
I don't know.
Yeah, but that was like the big insult.
Sit On It became Suck It.
Because you never said
suck
Sit On
way
It to
worse.
The Fonz, or he would bash the jukebox and play a song.
Because he's homophobic?
What?
Because he's homophobic?
Sit On It. What was that? Kiss My Grits. We know what that one was. Flow.
Eat My Shorts.
Eat My Shorts. Was that like oral? Was that like suck my? Was that?
With a 10-year-old Bart Simpson that says it, so it's like.
Yeah, but was it like a suck my dick?
Is that sucks? Is that a derivative of suck, like suck it?
That's what I
like,
just said.
Like that
like
sucks
all these
ass.
Kids just running around saying like this sucks. Is it like. It's like this sucks dick?
You know what? What else would it be?
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that we haven't
well, no,
decided that
used to,
one's.
People
that
used one? To go like go suck an egg. What does that mean?
Yeah,
balls or eggs.
But I mean,
are
when someone says
balls?
That sucks, doesn't it seem like it's like a, that sucks a dick?
Cuddling.
And then doesn't that seem like that's
no,
I don't homophobic?
No,
in a way, because you're going
so much homophobia.
Sucking
like,
a dick is so
it.
Bad.
Yeah.
I say lots of things sucks, but it never occurs to me that anyone would interpret sucks as like, oh man, this song sucks. This song sucks a dick.
I think they would. I think it's like saying that's gay.
No,
that's I think
not
so.
The same at all.
I think it's a looser version. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every time anyone says that sucks, homophobic. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You know what's worse? That retard sucks.
Like saying butt hurt. Like that's like a form of just.
That is like a prison rape joke, and that's
rape,
the
yeah.
lowest form of. Yeah, yeah. Don't bend over in the shower.
But like, don't be butt hurt. Like people say that, like tame, like it's just like no big
yeah.
deal at all. But it's like that saying, like don't act like I just raped your ass
yeah.
without lube.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And that's what they're saying.
Yep, without lube. Don't act like I just raped your ass without lube.
Well, because the pain, that's where the
no
pain
wonder people
comes.
Say
butt
don't
hurt.
Be butt hurt. Yeah. It's way more efficient.
It's still gonna
butt
hurt.
Pleasured.
It's still
don't,
gonna hurt with
don't
lube.
Don't act all butt pleasured. Oh, terrible.
Oh, that's a good one.
No good.
That's a good one.
Sucks. Maybe it's like saying like sucked into a jet engine, which
maybe.
Is no good.
Maybe.
Did you find that video?
Yeah, but it's the intake.
Maybe
it's actually not the
maybe
jet
depending on your perspective, you could say this sucks when it's something good. Like this is as pleasurable as a sensuous blowjob.
Yeah. This sucks.
This car sucks.
In a good way.
Yeah.
You can say that to your new neighbor. Hey, does your Corvette suck?
In a good way.
Way.
Does it suck
bad?
Like all the hot chicks that ride
yeah.
with your friend Tony
sit
Romo?
On it. Yeah.
You should see if he'll let you take it for a spin.
I should go up there and tell him Tony Romo just got traded to the Los Angeles Rams.
No, he got traded
he
to ESPN.
Anymore, he? Oh, he got
he's
out
an
of
announcer
the,
now.
Out of the football game.
And why does Tony Romo look exactly like Tim McGraw?
Because they both eat at the same rib restaurant.
Oh, okay. Good answer.
Do they look the same?
Yeah. They do. Have you guys seen that commercial for that burger with the
hey,
ribs
Carnello.
On it?
Hey, Carnello.
That's the only commercial we've seen.
The commercial for what?
The Carl's Jr. burger that has the ribs from Shark Tank on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's wait, it has the what? You moved the microphone away from your mouth.
No, no, it's a great commercial. I don't eat pig.
Wait, it has what on it?
Ribs.
Ribs. It was a
Shark Tank. Deboned ribs. This guy, ex-NFL player, segue, he went on Shark Tank because he figured out a method for taking bones out of ribs.
It's true.
A knife?
He sucks them.
How does he get the bones out?
He made a $16 million deal with Hardee's.
And Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr., I love their new ad campaign. And it's all about, dad's back in town. I don't know if you've seen, the origin of, because that's him and his son sitting there. And it's supposed to be, he's left for, the last 10 years.
Wait,
and the
Carl son's been, Karcher?
Carl's Jr. And the son's been running the business. And he's, been obsessed because he's just, a teenage, jack-off son. And he's obsessed with, boobs and chicks, hot
that's
chicks.
That's why he's got Paris Hilton in the ads.
So it's, dad's back now. And he's like, yeah, the son's been kind of crazy, but now I'm back in town. And the first thing they do is dad and his son go out to a rib joint and they just steal the dude's idea.
Wait, that setup, is that in a separate commercial?
Separate commercial,
okay, because that's never been in. Okay. So are they saying, are they getting meta? They're like, remember all those commercials with all the chicks with their tits out and the burgers? Because this kid was running the place?
Yeah.
That's the idea?
Yeah.
I like that. That's really good.
Bad. Dad's back in town.
And our numbers showed they weren't working.
I would still like to be apologized to for those commercials with
the fake burgers.
With Jay Moore and the fake burger. Ugh.
Okay.
I don't think I saw it.
We talked about it at length.
I get 10% of your money.
I want to know how this machine takes the bones out of ribs.
I think it probably has to do with cooking them.
I think
slowly
it's worse,
and longly,
I think
it's worse the ribs
than that. I think it's worse than that. I think they make pigs that don't have bones.
And they could do that as well.
They raise these sad little jelly pigs.
I would love to pet. I'd love to pet that pig.
They're great for storage. Jelly pigs. You just stack them on top of each other.
You'd have to raise them in water.
Have you heard this shit about...
They'd be like little pig buoys.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard that giant tortoises are the most delicious meat?
No.
That it has ever been?
What? No. Don't start that.
Because, so apparently, sailors, they would... That's why there's no giant tortoises yet left. They would get all the sea turtles and they would just put them on the deck and lay them on their back and stack them up because they couldn't get away that way. Mm-hmm. And they would just work. They would just crack them open.
What
and,
year are we talking about?
1800s, 1700s. I don't know.
Because turtle soup was very popular at a point in time.
This story. I don't like this story.
It's like the sourdough bread bowl for chili. You can eat the turtle soup out of the turtle's shell. I think.
I made that up, but
the idea of killing a turtle, it kind of breaks my heart.
Oh, it's awful. There's a movie where they actually do it, and it's terrible. And I'm.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
That's the one. Guys, I am nicotining really bad right now, and mm-hmm. I've quit. Now this is the umpteenth time. I'm on to day 5 right now, and I've been sweating the last 20, 30 minutes.
Do you feel better?
No, I feel awful.
That was a trick question.
Yeah.
You just tell me how bad you feel. So you feel better? The guy that doesn't listen.
And my little vape machine here doesn't have a battery anymore. So
do you have a USB charger in your car for that sucker?
Nope. Looks like somebody will be relapsing on the way home. See how that works? The addict. Oh, well, I don't have any way to recharge my little thingy here, so it looks like I got a smoke there. Yeah, that's the ticket.
We both are
How was that a thing? How was that a thing that people just glommed onto?
It was fine the first time, but...
That and the church lady, man. Tyler, do you remember your
church lady?
Yes, I know the church lady.
That's the ticket? No?
No, I can't say I love Dana Carvey. Well, I sound like a celebrity cast.
You can like Dana Carvey, but it's like...
I like him as a person. I love him as a person. I think he's funny.
I feel like this is going to damage our relationship now.
Yep. No, it's not, but it's bumming me out.
Does that make sense, though? Does it add up what I've told you?
No, it doesn't, but I believe you. I don't think you're making
something
up. Because
you're the type of person who would be so opposed to that, that you wouldn't have any of it in you.
It really,
you have a little bit of it in you.
In my heart, I feel like I care about celebrities less than anyone I know or anyone I've ever met. But no, but hear me out. That's how I feel in my heart.
I dislike them. I go out of my way to avoid them.
I view myself as the guy who could not care less. But you are making some valid points. I was giddy hanging out with Tom Jones. I was giddy being around Paul McCartney.
You can't do Paul McCartney and Tom Jones back and forth. How about when you used to come to Loveline and, first was you come hang out with me and then you quickly just said, all right, I'm all about Drew.
That doesn't count. You came in,
you wouldn't even say hi to me. You just go straight to Drew and then leave without even saying goodbye. I'm like, oh, I thought we were friends, and now it's just all about Drew.
Don't try to build up a bad side to the story because you think I'm mad that you pointed out that I'm a pathetic ass kissing celebrity stalking piece
and
of
turtle
fucking
eater.
Garbage.
Let's not forget that
turtle soup eating piece of shit.
Well, all right.
So, yeah, I'm not smoking. The child is teething. He's awake every 45 minutes to 90 minutes. He's teething on me, Mike. No, he's just, he's awake.
Oh, so
are you giving him anything for it?
He's in pain?
Give him some infant Tylenol.
Wait, what about that grape water? Isn't that what that's for?
No, that's for gas.
Belly aches.
Oh.
Belly aches.
Well, you give him a little shot of infant Tylenol. It helps them, their gums don't hurt.
So I've heard.
How long does this teething thing last for?
Years.
Oh, really?
The rest of their life. You're teething right now.
You know what? I knew there was something wrong with my mouth. Is it just for weeks or is it for months?
It'll be like a couple days at a time if like something's tender. But Zach's weird. He just
and then these teeth fall out and then there's a new set that comes pushing through. Does that one hurt as much as the first one?
I don't think so.
I don't think we'll ever know because we don't remember this time in our lives.
Are you guys going to save the teeth?
I want to invent
something.
Have
a creepy box full of teeth.
You going to make like a bracelet?
Ugh. Yeah.
No, we'll just
wear it to the pleasure fair. These are the teeth of all my babies.
nicotine craving is the worst. Like you just feel like your chest is just...
Worse than being super horny?
He's horny for cigarettes.
I could bang a box of Camels right now.
Ooh, yeah. Bang a box of Camels. That's my new country song.
Uh-huh. Do you remember looking at Camel? You can see the guy with holding his dick like in the Camel's thigh.
No.
The Camel's like leg.
Oh, no. That was like a subliminal advertisement?
Like it looks like an Indian man with a pot belly holding his dick.
What?
In the Camel. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to show it. It's an audio podcast.
I remember Joe Camel, which... I thought it was awesome when I was a kid.
So did a bunch of other kids, which is part of the reason why cigarettes are illegal to advertise on television.
He had that Camel Cash. I would find Camel Cash.
Oh my God.
Camel
I still have
everywhere.
Those. That's in the, I have probably 2,000 Camel Cash in my office. It's one of the things I don't know what to do with those.
I got to throw them away.
Maybe
put them on eBay.
I never use
them
for
anything. People might buy your Camel Cash.
See, you're always Camel like, oh, cash. But what if? What if?
Yeah, look on eBay and see if there's any Camel Cash on eBay.
I got like a box full of stuff, and it's like I got to look it up to make sure that I can throw it away.
I probably got $20 or $30 in Disney dollars. I wonder if that's still good.
I don't think it's good, but... hey, so onesies, the best, right? Especially the zipper kind, right?
Yes.
For kids, right, Ty?
Oh, fuck the buttons.
Why is it
buttons
the best?
Buttons aren't even allowed in the house anymore.
Because it takes away 50% of the dress time.
Whenever I got to do the buttons, I'm thinking like, zipper takes this long, right? Like, watch my hand. Zip.
Yep.
Button is... All right, one...
Yeah.
Okay, two.
And
I mean, it's
squirming around. You're trying to get
probably 20, 30 times as long. Right?
It seems like they would have a better way for kids' clothes.
It's called a zipper.
Both the zipper and buttons could hurt if
No, zipper's fine. And with the zipper, you get to go zip, zip, zip. Right? We all do that, right? Okay, great.
Another good thing about the zipper.
I'll try it with my shorts tonight when I go home.
Is the way that I love to hold him and carry him, especially around the house. And he loves it, which is by the back of his onesie.
Like a cat?
Like he's a suitcase. Right?
Yeah.
And he's like flying around. He loves it.
Yep.
And you can't do that with the buttons because they could burst open and then he flies through his onesie, hits the ground. But I feel like they should have
onesies. You could
probably
put like a cat harness on him.
They should have onesies with handles on the back.
Yep.
Zippers on the front.
Yep.
Maybe double zipper just to make sure. But he loves being carried around that way.
And then a big chain so you could wear him like a biker's wallet. Not too shabby.
Like down around your thigh?
I got to get on Shark Tank.
A lot of jostling. Yeah.
Hi, sharks.
I feel like they should... Tyler, handles on the back of the baby?
It's like one of those 70s beer hats with a beer on each side of the straw, but I have each one of my twins are on one side of my head. I just walk around and support them with my neck.
I like the idea of just like straws coming straight out the boobs, and then the twins are on either side of the boob, and they're just like sucking off the straws.
Yeah,
I like that a lot.
Hiring a human being to take care of my kid for me.
I like the idea of ending the show so I could take care of this nicotine issue that I got here, kids.
I like the idea if we do the show forever till I settle the fact that I'm not celebrity stricken.
Ooh, a Camel Cash T-shirt is pretty tight.
Wait, is it original or is it a recreation?
No, it's an original.
Yeah, but can I buy it with Camel Cash?
Okay, so this guy is selling a lot of 170 vintage Camel Cash notes for $15.
So I can throw it away.
Yes.
Cool.
Well, don't take a picture of it first.
I don't want to.
Ooh, swim in it. Lay in it like Bill does in Breaking Bad.
I think I was like saving up for like a sleeping bag.
Ow. Oh, I bet it was a cool sleeping bag though.
Oh, the worst. The worst.
The irony is that there's no way that sleeping bag was fireproof.
It's probably true. It's probably true.
Probably came with cigarettes.
All right, kids. It's been almost 90 minutes. I mean, we got to say goodnight, Charlie, right?
We should definitely cut some out.
Yeah.
Get it down to a tight 10.
I didn't like it when I said you could fit a lot of marbles into the.
I didn't like when Mike said.
But he said mice, so that was funny. That was good.
Said African-American commentary.
Yeah, that was bad.
I didn't like that one.
Yeah.
Didn't like when you're just yelling colors.
Yeah, that was not fun. I'm not happy with anything.
But a lot of things you said were good.
Said my kid should be in blackface.
Is that Paul McCartney?
Ever. What? I don't know if that is. Open the door and see if Paul McCartney's there.
Left-handed, you fuck. I think I keep shaking my right hand.
Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for...
Yeah, thank you guys.
Sorry for this week.
Sorry for last week. The poor mix. That was my fault.
No, but last week was funny, though. We were entertaining. Shout out to Marilyn Ryska for being on the show last week.
Yep.
She was very quiet. You couldn't hear her.
She was nice.
All right, tight 90. Oh, we just missed it.
Tight 90.
Is that really where we ended?
Let's bring that back next week.
Did we just end on that? Did
no,
we really end
we
on that?
Ended.
That was weak.
My wife.
That's even weaker!